Hi, this is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces have regained more than 800 square kilometers of territory from the Islamic State group since the fight to retake Mosul began last week. A Pentagon spokesman says the nearby town of Bartella is being cleared. Despite the gains around Mosul, Islamic State forces carried out several attacks across the country over the last few days. Meanwhile, the United Nations says it has reports of extrajudicial killings and summary executions by Islamic State fighters around the city of Mosul. A UN spokesman told reporters in Geneva the reports have not been fully verified. He called on all fighting forces in the region to act in accordance with international humanitarian law. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a suicide attack that targeted a police training center in southwestern Pakistan. That attack killed at least 61 recruits and wounded more than 120. A Kenyan official says an attack targeting Christians along Kenya's northeast border with Somalia on Tuesday has left 12 people dead. Militants belonging to the Somalia-based Islamist group Al-Shabaab attacked the Bisharo guesthouse with grenades and IEDs. The group says the attack targeted Christian workers. It marks the latest in several cross-border attacks attributed to Al-Shabaab since Kenya intervened in Somalia in 2011. Workers near the French city of Calais began demolishing the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle Tuesday. It's part of a French government plan to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis. Hundreds of migrants boarded buses on the second day of an operation to resettle about 6,000 people in refugee centers elsewhere in France. This is VOA News. 2 weeks until the U.S. election day, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are campaigning in Florida. It is believed important for both candidates that they win in Florida. Public opinion surveys in the state show Clinton ahead of Trump by about 4 percentage points. The U.N. says the problem of migrants heading to Europe continues. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
There are still 2 months to go before the end of the year, yet the U.N. Refugee Agency reports deaths on the Mediterranean Sea have nearly exceeded the death toll for all of 2015. The agency reports at least 3,740 lives have been lost this year, just 31 short of last year's total. The UNHCR reports 1 in 88 people crossing the Mediterranean Sea in 2016 is likely to die, compared to one death for every 269 arrivals last year. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Human Rights Watch is accusing Turkish police of using the nation's emergency decrees to torture detainees. The rights group released a report Tuesday alleging 13 cases of torture at the hands of police. The emergency decrees, instituted after July's failed coup, absolves government officials of responsibility for police action. Since July, more than 30,000 people have been arrested, most of them from the military, the education system, and the judiciary. Eurozone officials on Tuesday approved a 2.8 billion euro bailout for Greece. It's the third such bailout delivered to Greece since it spiraled into an economic crisis 6 years ago. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte lashed out at the United States again Tuesday, speaking to reporters in Manila as he prepared to leave for an official visit to Japan. Mr. Duterte warned that the Philippines would not be treated, quoting now, like a dog with a leash, end of quote, by the U.S. He said the U.S. should forget about a decades-old bilateral defense treaty if he stays in power long enough. Russian military spokesman Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said on Tuesday that no Russian or Syrian forces have carried out airstrikes on the Syrian city of Aleppo during the past 7 days. But the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported airstrikes in Aleppo resumed shortly after the recent pause in fighting expired. Police in Spain arrested two Muslim imams on the island of Ibiza on Thursday because of their alleged support of the Islamic State jihadist group. In a statement, Spain's interior minister said the two Moroccan imams were arrested at a mosque in the town of San Antoni de Portmany. The ministry statement said the two imams had intensified their support for IS over the past few years. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.